Our guest today is the young singer-songwriter Dylan LeBlanc. He has been playing since he first got a guitar at age 7. Dylan's father, James LeBlanc, was a singer-songwriter guitarist and a longtime Muscle Shoals session player. His debut album is called Popper's Field. We'll talk in a moment. Here he is in our studio playing Changing the Seasons.
Maybe one could start. before. That don't happen anymore.
That is a beautiful song. That is Changing of the Seasons. Dylan LeBlanc is our guest today on The Cafe, and that is from the debut album, which is called Popper's Field. And Dylan, when I see that Popper's Field, I think of a graveyard, right? Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
And how come you named it that?
Well, really just because, like, you know, a lot of these songs were like, I don't know, I guess parts of my life that I wanted to bury, you know, and it was such a time where it was like, I was just really lost when I was making this record. So I named it that because it's my first record, but I think it's an honest record, and I just wanted it to, you know, I wanted to cast away. I have a love-hate relationship with this album. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I want to, sometimes I really enjoy playing these songs, sometimes I don't, but, you know, like, I just wanted to leave these things behind, you know, and this record was like a way for me to kind of do it, I guess.
Is writing kind of therapy? You talk about this, about getting over these things, or?
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's, you know, it's like taking a bath or something. It just feels good, you know. Sometimes.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because another song you mentioned wanting to do is this one. There's a bunch of kind of story-ish songs on here, and this, but there's one that Emma Hartley that seems to be about scoring, seems to be about drugs in some ways. Is that a part of your past?
I've taken a few drugs, you know, recreationally and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, that song's about scoring. Yeah, but it's, I don't know, man. It's just like, it's just a story.
Right. Well, it's great that you got a chance to record this in Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. But my understanding is you had kind of a special in there with your dad, James LeBlanc, who did songwriting and I guess some session work there. And of course, Fame is just one of a couple of sort of the town industry in Muscle Shoals, I guess, is making music and recording studios.
He started working there in 97 as a published songwriter. He was just trying to write country music, like, you know, and get other country music artists to record it. And he's had like several hits on the radio with, you know, other artists that have done his music.
Would we know any of those?
He wrote, remember that song? Did you ever hear that song, Modern Day Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote that. Yeah. He wrote Relentless by Jason Aldean. He did... that was like last or a couple of years ago. And then he did Learning How to Bend by Gary Allen. And
so he's mostly in Nashville now?
Well, yeah. I mean, he lives in Muscle Shoals. We're kind of anti-Nashville establishment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We like Nashville, but I mean, I don't, there's a cool thing going on there, but as much as I can stay out of Nashville, I kind of like it.
Well, I noticed he plays a bunch on this record. So he was just came in and would do parts for you.
Mm-hmm.
So hanging out in Muscle Shoals, your dad is a songwriter. Did you were you the kind of kid that was picking people's brains about songwriting, or can you do that? Do songwriters tell you what they do?
A good songwriter never does. But sometimes, you know, you'll get lucky and you'll ask a question, you know. But you can't teach anybody how to write a song. You just have to write songs. That's how you learn how to write songs, I think.
Did you hang out with anybody else there besides your dad, or?
Yeah. I mean, me and my dad really didn't do a whole hell of a whole lot of hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
He was just really intense and really, really serious about music. And that was like our outlet of like hanging out, you know, when I needed him to do something or he needed me to do something.
How old were you when you first started doing that, playing in, on sessions and stuff?
You know, I never really did any like serious session work. Yeah. Not like he did, but I started getting in the studio. The first time I ever recorded anything was I was 11 years old. And it was a cover of Sweet Home Alabama.
How appropriate.
Yeah, I was pretty into Lynyrd Skynyrd when I was a kid and like all that good stuff. And then when I was 14, I wrote my first song and I recorded it in Shreveport at this friend of mine's studio. It was just like out on the edge of town, and I thought it was like the coolest thing in the world. Uh-huh. And after that, I was just like hooked on writing songs and then the art of recording them. I don't know, I just think that's it's a miracle when you get something that's worth listening to, you know.
Were any of those early things keepers, or are they?
No, they're terrible. They're terrible.
When did you write one you were really proud of, and do you need to have somebody else say, "Hey, that's a good song"? Do you have anybody that you look to say, you know?
I always ask people's opinion, but if I like it, then normally I don't care what anybody else thinks, which is, you know, good thing, I think. You know, you have to believe in it before anybody else will.
Well, we mentioned that song, Emma Hartley. You want to do that?
Yeah. Walking through the streets, waiting for a call. It's 10:24, and I'm in love. Lucky at what I need. When I shake his hands, I go back to the house, fix it up. Are you happy now? Can you breathe? Oh dear, did you toss away your demons in light and love? Did you close your eyes? Did you see my face? Did you walk along that beach you've been dreaming of? Near my heart, I can feel your touch. You're my Hartley, don't you leave. You're my Hartley, I can't get love. You're my Hartley, stay I in that door. Say you're looking for the things we never got to say. Say there's a problem here. I'm staring at you, dear. You've been sitting there running off those trains. Now you happy now? Can you breathe? Oh, again, did you toss away your demons and lighten love? Did you close your eyes? Did you see her face? Did you walk along that beach you've been dreaming of? You're my Hartley, I can feel your touch. Hartley, don't you leave. You're my Hartley, I can't get enough. You're my Hartley. day I played. Listen and hear as you run through the trees, the wind whispers no. Looking at your smile brings me down upon my knees. I don't have to go. Are you feeling alright? Thank you.
finishing up our session with Low, which is the song that actually begins Popper's Field from Dylan LeBlanc. Dylan, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.